ons lewenheid vanoggend kom neerlê vir we just want to lay ourselves down at your feet, Jesus. We do not want to do anything out of our own strength, Lord. This morning we just want to come and we want to surrender. We want to surrender our thoughts, our future, Lord, all our plans. We want to surrender our marriages, Lord, our children, our relationships. We want to surrender at the feet of God. Lord, come and fill every empty space in our heart, Lord. Be Lord Jesus over every part of our life. We want to humble ourselves before you, Jesus. You are the man of the moment, Lord. We want to glorify you, Jesus, because you are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. Thank you for the life, Jesus, that we can have in you, Lord. And thank you for the joy that is set before us, Lord. Pray, Lord, for us, Lord, who've kind of lost that joy, Lord, that that joy will be rekindled in our heart. The joy of your salvation in our lives, Lord. Here, die vreugde van die redding, Here, dat weer in ons harte kom stir, Here. Come and stir at what you have done, Lord. We declare, Lord, that what you have started in all of our lives, Lord, you will also complete it. Thank you, Jesus, that you will never leave us as orphans. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you that you are so faithful, Jesus, even though we are many times so unfaithful. You're always faithful because you cannot deny yourself, Jesus. En vanoggend wat gedeel word, Here, is iets niets nie, Here. Dit is iets om ons allemaal te bemoedig en ons self te bemoedig, Here, om die koninkryk te laat kom, Here. Dank Here dat die koninkryk kan kom oral in ons lewens, Here. Ons verhoudings met mense, met wie ons praat elke dag, Here, dank Here dat die koninkryk kan kom. Ek bid elkeen van ons, Here, dat ons hand in ploeg sal sit, Here, en nie terugkom. Thank you that you love us, Jesus. And you've bought us with a price. You bought us with a price. You died for sins once and for all, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you died, you rose again. You are still alive. You're not dead, you're still alive. And we lift up your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praktiese getuie. Hier kan sien, daar is aan deel 1. Ek vraag die Here gesê, deel 1. Dit het ek geskryf met die Here, sê ek, Here, maar dit beteken dat dit deel 2 in 'n van die tyd is. Dit wil ek om te lê, hè? Deel 1. Practical witness, part 1. Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So, opdracht wat Jesus gegeef aan die disciples, waarin dit niks meer te sê nie, I don't have to add anything else. Send us to make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. En aan hem te leer, en dit wat Jesus gesê het, ons wil doen. On the earth. And very crucial in this verse, I'm with you always. Jesus stuur ons nie net om disippels te maak sonder sy nabyheid nie. Sy nabyheid is vir ons kan ons saam met ons wees. If we go out and we are building God's kingdom, his closeness is also supposed to be here. You cannot go and minister and not be close and near with God. If you are building God's kingdom, and you experience poverty, you don't experience that closeness, that nearness, it is just time to turn to Jesus as your first love. Ons kan uitgaan en Jesus wil hê ons moet disippels maak. Dieselfde tyd met Jesus eerste wees. Jesus moet nog steeds ons eerste disippel wees. He must be our first love. Handelinge 1 vers 6 tot 8. Ons het 'n paar, ons het 'n internasionale besoeker hier, we have international visitor. And when I speak Afrikaans slowly, then you can hear me in the same of him. If you speak his language slowly, I can also pick up some words. But if I speak Afrikaans a little bit fast, I just apologize. It's just because I'm excited. Handelinge 1 vers 6 tot 8, it's Acts 1 verse 6 to 8. Hello? Die het met mekaar gekom met vir hom toe en sê, Here, gaan u in hierdie tyd die koninkryk van Israel weer oprig? En hy antwoord hulle, dan kom julle nie toe om die tye of geleenthede te weet wat die Vader deur sy eie mag bepaal het nie. Maar julle sal krag ontvang wanneer die Heilige Gees oor julle kom. En julle sal my getuies wees in Jerusalem, sowel as in die hele Judea en Samaria, tot aan die uiterste van die aarde. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the far ends of the earth. So, eerstens is hierdie, kan dit geografies wees, kan die geographical, firstly to be a witness in Jerusalem, but Jerusalem, the place where his disciples are at the moment, then further in Judea, the area that's around Jerusalem, and then Samaria, a little bit further, culturally different, then to the farthest reaches of the globe. Dit kan ook simbolies wees. Jerusalem. Dit waar jou gemaakzone is, jou vriende, jou gesin, familie. En dan Judea, bietjie buite jou onmiddellike gemaakzone. Jou kennisse, jou werkskollegas. Die wat jy partykeer sien in Spar of Pick n Pay, kan jy partykeer die naam by die gesig sien nie. Jy weet van hulle. Dan Samaria, ander wie sy sosiale kulture en manier van doen verander, of anders is as jou, ne? En dan na die uithoeke van die nasies, die uithoeke van die aarde, die nasies. Mense wat heeltemal ander manier van doen het, heeltemal ander kultuur. Maar ek het 'n paar strikke geïdentifiseer. Dit was die woord, wat is strik in Engels?
Traps.
Skip. Traps. Traps. Kind of like poison us as a witness. There's more, but I'm just going to stand still at two. Now the first is the, I call it the big bad. You know Michael Jackson song? I'm bad. Dito. The tongue. I just want to read. You can go to the scripture, we can read together, James 3, verse 1 to 12. Taming the tongue. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body that makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body. It sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings. The same mouth, the from praise and cursing. My brothers, this should be taught not to do. Daar is besig om praat met my afgelope paar maande oor my tong. Ja, dit is nie lekker nie. Ek sit om dit. Ek kan nou op school, waar te sit om die vloekerij. My broer het altijd so vraag gemaakt, ek kan nie een sin sê van om te vloek. Ek het probeer, en op my tong nie kom vloeke, of ek vervloek mense, alles ek rijd. In die pad vir dieselfde tong en bid ek Jesus vars water en sout water in dieselfde mond en ek is voor hy kan weet vir dit ek wil ons geleende gee as allemaal van ons oor ons oor oor kan toemaak kom ons wees heel volgend ons mag ons oor toe sê jy volgend is en ek is amazing wat die Heere wees om te doen vir die Heere praat ons spiese oor ek ons gooi. As jy oggend hier so sit, jou in die Heere praat met jou, dat uit jou mond kom vars, uit jou tong kom vars water, en sout water, uit jou tong kom vloeke, en dan bidden. Die Heere praat met jou. Sê jou hand op en herken en sê, Heere, dit is ek wel, my hand vir jou. Ja, Heer, ons belei, Heer, dat het ons tong weer kom. Vloek ek dan binnen, Heer. As jy vanochtend niet voor Heer wil kom, en sê, ja, jammer, Heer, en ek wil my tong kom bid aan die, so dat ek het hier kom aan bid, en dan bouw het met die tong, steek hem aan die arm. Ja, Heer, ons, we just want to commit our tongues to you, Lord Jesus. We want to speak life, Lord. We want to speak grace to the earth. We just want to lift you up, Lord. We repent, Lord. We have a tongue, Lord, that's cursed and cursed. It should ultimately be, Lord. We cannot do it on our own strength, Lord. We have tried. I'm sure many of us, we have tried, Lord. We just want to lay it at your feet. Help us, Jesus. We commit our tongues before you. Amen. Second track is a genuine heart and love for people. A genuine heart in liefde for mense. We must ask God regularly to show us how God looks at people. Now that, I don't know about you, but many times my heart is hardened against people. Just trust God more and ask Him, Lord, how can you see that person? The person that irritates you. Your regular contact, conflict with, because of personality clashes. It's our God to show us how much He wants them to come to repentance. In ons gen en hart en liefde vir mense word beïnvloed deur, and this list is not exhaustive. Onopbouwende klein negatieve gesprekke wat mense verkeerd doen. Jy hoor wat hulle doen. Weet ons judge mense, wat nog nie eens hulle hart oorgeef in die doen baie. Ons moet nie verbaas wees as someone daar sonde doen. Dis wat ek nie so verbaas. Anders wil ek op judge word. Ek het van dit doen. Skinner! Ja, my haar sal dan in die dorpe plek kom. Dis met die skinner hier. Ek laat haar sal dan kom. Ek en my sien love it. Een man like om gekreed te word. Ek weet ons mans, ek kan daar keer nie, maar is lekker vir haar. Gedagtes van trots oor ons status help ons bankrekening. Pride towards other cultures. Ons kan maar sê, dis 'n engineer. Ons dink jy ander mense, of ander mense te onder ons. Ons kan maar sê, ons weet ons al wat ons daar te kraan gaan. Trotsheid teen ander kulture, en die kulture is eintlik beter. Onvergewensgesindheid. Unforgiveness. Ek sê kom met dit. Hy persoon het alweer gedoen. En alweer, en alweer, en alweer. Onbereidwilligheid om te connect met mense en mense te doen. It's just as flawless. We don't want to connect with people. We don't want to connect with people that doesn't doesn't know Jesus, just want to connect with our own huddle, our own little kitty. Maar bereid willigheid om mense te dien. Wat een laas. Ek denk, ek gaan op ons vriend, hoeveel kan ek jou helpen, want ek jou vraag. Ja, ons wees meer oor vir ander mense te behoeftes. Genuine hearts and humble people. En as ek kom, ons maak ons oor weer toe. Maar ek wil sê, baie keer, dan stap ek uit, wanneer ons om mekaar kom, so, en ek vir dat dinge wat ek gekeer, en ek wil ons geleend het geef. As jy raar sikkel met, as jy die volgend is, en jy sikkel met die hart van mense, het jy in jou hart niet raar, raar hart geraak. En ek wil in die skrif lees, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. As jy die volgend is, jou hart is hard. Want jy besef jy, jy sien die mense hoe God hulle sien. Hart is hart. Ek hoor daar hart van vlees. Teken die hand, ek sê, Heere, my hart laat word in die mense. Kom ons wees eerlijk ten oor die Heere. Jy het hulle hand opgesteek, ek sê ook my hand op. Heere Jesus, ons kom vraag vir een hart van vlees volgend, Heere. We ask you for a heart of flesh, Lord. Repent, Lord, of that. Of a hardness of our heart. Let us see people through your eyes, Jesus. You want all to come to repentance, Lord. Even the worst criminal that has done the most worst crimes, Lord. You want them to come to repentance, Lord. Give us a genuine liefde for ander, Heer. A genuine heart van omgee for ander, Heer. Heer, om anderse belange voor ons uit te stel, Heer. Help ons hier, Heer. Lord, come and remove this heart of stone. And give us a heart of flesh. Amen. So vanochtend gaan ons bietjie gesels oor een gereedskap, een tool, wat ons kan gebruik om een getuie te wees. A tool to become a witness practically. Nou, een wijse van een herder, dat is dit alles te sê, en ek sê het altyd, dat die boodskap verander nooit nie. Maar die methode kan. The message should not change. But the message can change. Ek weet nie van julle nie, ek voel dit my baie keer op een plek van, tjo, ek weet dit, moet die evangelie verkondig, en dit wil julle wel hee. Ja, dit is heel veel maar nie so vol, en jou weke lijk net so, en dit is so op een plan, ek is op een kalender, hier die neem. En die Heere bezig met ons te praat af die tijd oor ons prioriteit. Ons voel ook op een plek skep. Nog ergens. Ek probeer kijk maar waar gaan ons dit nou doen. Ja, en ek en ons wil Heere vertrou dat waar ons is, en daar, soos wat ons gediede te lyk, om een getuie te wees. En daar jy toe, is nie, wat is anders. Wat is jou? Getuienis. It is your testimony. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines testimony as a solemn declaration usually made orally by a witness under oath in response to interrogation by a lawyer or authorized public official. First-hand authentication of a fact. An outward sign, an open acknowledgement, or a public profession of religious experience. And only when I've got religious, I hate it. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus. I want relationships. So I just want to change that last statement. Public profession of a God-given experience. John 3, verse 31 to 34. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted him has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gave the Spirit out of the night. Hebrews 11 verse 4 to 5. By faith, Abel brought God better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. What a testimony. Yo, never underestimate the power of your testimony. Let all what he said, he onderskat die krag van jou getuienis. Wat ek sê, don't do it. Don't underestimate the power of what God has done in you and want to be through you. Never underestimate. Wanneer ons getuienis deel, die Here doen iets in ons lewe, dan stem die Here ons geloof. Weet julle wat ons kan nie, daai getuienis, dit wat die Here kom doen in en deur ons, kan sy vir ons self. Wat regtig uitgaan na buite. En dit is regtig goed om getuienisse gedurende die bekeringkomste Sondag en Woensdag deel. Dis gaai. Jog, my geloof is so versterk. Want ons Here lê oor getuienis van die baie. Ek het nog nooit baie soos gehoor. Dit was so amazing. Ek sien baie nou heeltemal anders. Hoe ons benodig om hierdie getuienis wat hierdie deel meer daarby te deel. Om mense dit nodig. Want mense het nodig om te hoor die praktiese aspek van hoe God in jou lewe werk. Wat die Here doen. Mense hoor dit oor. People need to learn the struggles that you have in life. Even the struggles of God. But also deep in the hope. What God has done. People want to know the realness. As it was like in the Jesus. People want to hear the power of God in people's lives. Revelation 2 verse 11. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and by not having the last words. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and by not loving their lives for them. Ons moet geleenthede aangryp. We must seize the moments. Seize the moment. Seize the day. Seize the moment. Don't come in my way. Dat is allemaal water. Ik kan je dat een beetje afgewaald. Dan kan je hoenen daar in tijd. We must seize the moment. Ready? There's lots of opportunities. En I don't say we must go haywire en om bol te gaan afgedoen het. Ons moet ook om vir jou te wys wanneer is die geleentheid en wanneer is die moeite oor. Ephesians 5 verse 15 to 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Die Heere vir ons by elke geleentheid in situasie kom wys, wat is dit om? May the Lord show us the understanding of His will in every situation, that we can understand it. Ons kan verskillende getuienisse deel, en ja, dit is my lekker, dat ons in die kultuur is van gereelde getuienisse deel. It's really good for us to share testimonies, and every Sunday we share testimonies, so you can share testimony on various things, on how God can through for you, your finances, or material things, or how God healed you from a sickness, or even when God doesn't heal you, and how God is working for you during that time, how God saved you from death, how God helped someone else, in a very important aspect, the salvation testimony, the testimony how you gave your life to Jesus. Wanneer ons deel, when we share, kom ons blaai na 1 Johannes 5 vers 6 tot 12. 1 John 5 vers 6 tot 11. John 5:6-11. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which He has given about His Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God, accept His testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about His Son. So wanneer ons deel oor het glorie aan God, it must give glory to God. We are not the central hero of that story. We must give God the glory and Him alone. And never share out of an emotional hole. We need deel uit emotionele leemte. Nee, ek deel maar een getuig van ek voel beter myself. Just stop. Because it's not about you. It's about glorifying God. It's not about making us feel good. Got that nice Christian feeling. It's about glorifying God. And Him alone. Het is raak een beetje praktisch. So, a couple of guidelines. So, this is also not exhaustive. So, can you use it or don't use it? Just some of the guidelines. Kom ons raak een beetje praktisch. So, paar ruglijnen. So, sê nou maar even braai. Yes, errands, by die werk, of die tekening is op die gesels, of by a werksgeleentheid, of a funsie. Identificeer een paar gespreksraakpunte. Identify a couple of discussion points. En raak dan deel van die gesprek, en probeer het dan lei in die richting om jou getuienis te deel. Of, identificeer self een gespreksraakpunt, waar die weet mense kan gesels, en daarna lei die gesprek. Om jou getuienis te doen. Bietjie meer, voor dit bietjie later. Want wanneer jy begin deel, praat jy van, it's about your testimony of how you give your life to Christ. Deel hoe jou lewe was, voor jou hart verleer gekeer. Deel een bietjie, weet hoe dit daar was, weet hoe jy groot geword het, deel nie, en bietjie te deel nie, maar ek sal min of meer. Ek jou altyd bietjie sê, nee, ek was in een Christelike huishouding gewees, ja, maar ek het die kracht van God in ons huishouding gesien, daar was een paar goed wat gebeur het. En ek was in een kerk gewees, maar die feit dat ek met in een kerk geteken, ek was een Christen nie. Dit is net soos as jy in een garage staan, beteken jy is nie een kerk nie. Waar hy in een garage staan. Dan in die middel, die omstandighede wat ander gegeet het, vir jou hart vir Here gegeet. So wat het? Wat het die Heere gedoen en wat sy dinge gebeur tot wat ek plek gekom het wat die Jesus Heere van die lewe gemaakt het. En dan baie belangrijk, en mense los dit partij keer uit, jou reis met Jesus daarna. Nou, mense het nodig om te hoor, wat is jou reis? Om te deel, so is het die pad wat die Heere bezig om te stap. En dan is nog dingetjes, as ek val, ek verpend, die Heere tel vir jou op, mense het nodig om dit te hoor. So voor, hoe jou lewe was voor die tyd, omstandighede wat ander gegeet vir jou gegeet en dan jou reis met God heilig dan een paar sleutelskrifte memoriseer net een paar sleutelskrifte het een huis skrifte memoriseer ek is drie skrifties Romeine 3 vers 23 tot 24 ek sê altyd goed om dit te onthou precies waar die vers staan ek sê altyd so goed om dit doen Romeine 3 vers 23 tot 24 for all has fallen short of the glory of God. All are justified freely by His grace that came through the redemption that He is in Christ Jesus. So jy deel allemaal van ons, van kort van die glorie van God. En allemaal word vrylig, rechtvaardig, deur Jesus Christus. Anders skryf Ephesians 2 vers 8 tot 9, for we have been saved by grace through faith. Not out of ourselves, it is a gift of God. Not by works, there is anyone who boasts. Sê, ons het dier genade gered, dier geloof. Niks wat jy kan doen, kan maak nie gered word. Hou, wat jy genade. Teken nie veel daar. gegee genade en geloof. Dis 'n gawe van God. In Romeine 10 vers 9, as jy met jou mond bely die Here Jesus en jy glo in jou hart dat God kom op opstaan uit die dood, as jy gered. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you give in your heart the God's raised from the dead, you'll be saved. So I paar sentels skrifte vir jou. Net weer 'n goeie opsomming. Gesprek, identifiseer gespreksraakpunte. Hoe jy lewe was voor die tyd, tyd van redding, die reis, 'n paar sentels skrifte. Ek het so 'n paar so 'n couple of weeks ago in this time, we have like a work function conference type of thingy, and we had some international visitors, and I spent some time with them. And you know, in Europe, it's very interesting for me to note that a lot of years ago, I think in 1600s, did a paar evangelists van Europa gekom, my afrikatek. A couple of evangelists came here and preached the gospel here. You know what the time has come that we must send people from Africa to Europe. So here we are. You know the people are need there, they don't need God. So everything is under glory. They think they can live without God. And we must be the one. And I spent some time with them. And during the week, God just spoke with me. Just share your testimony. And I'm still thinking about, sure, what would these people say to me with their work relationship maybe change? But I was thinking, like, sure, Lord, you're just stimulating something in my heart that I need to share. And even while we pray, it's in our culture to pray. And I don't know if anyone has prayed a little bit before, but then I just prayed, and I pray. I pray that Jesus blood over them, and I shared the blessing of Jesus over their lives. And a couple of weeks later, we sat at a restaurant. Oh, and I trust God, because it's something that God must do. You know, God's place in my heart. I don't want to do something out of my flesh. You know, it's not about me that's older for anything. And we talked about something, and I was looking for discussion points, and I just asked him, like, do you struggle with racism there? And he told me, not really. I don't know if there's maybe a challenge with the French. But there were a couple of things there that they shared. And I told them, yeah, it's in South Africa, it's also a thing. And from there on, I shared about how I struggled with racism while I was young in my own time. And it's a very big thing there. And I told him that nowadays, you can't go on with that attitude. Things must change. You can't walk around with racist slurs or have a racist attitude with people. That time is long gone. And I told him that it's actually got something that God has done inside of me. And then I went back and I told him, I remember while I was growing up, the power of God was, we went to church, but I wasn't really a Christian. And after school, I went to England. And I remember I was walking there through a town there. It was on a Sunday morning. I wasn't feeling better. And I asked God. And it was a strange thing to do because I don't really talk to God, you know. I remember while I was just before exams, then I talked to God a lot. That was my other prayers. Gebed was my verloor steer, maar my gebed was goed voor die exams. Hy is daar, ek ken die Here. Right, toets. And I asked God, Lord, if you exist, lead me to a church. And I went there and I found a church and I said, I can't go down to God. I went inside and there was a denomination, a person had like a white collar thingy. I don't know, something. And then we were not many people in the congregation. And we stood in a circle and we prayed or something. And I asked God before I went to the church, Lord, if you exist, tell them my name. And when, just before I left, I didn't tell him what my name is. Just want to his come and hang up. And he said, why are you? Yeah, and I was shocked because I didn't tell him my name. couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I'm just going back to eat the whole thing. I was shocked. I walked out of the church, you know, and the mist, it was a little bit rainy mist, you know, and the first time I realized, I'm sure God exists because I had this encounter with God. And I shared I watched that movie, Passion of Christ, The Passion of the Christ, and we sit in the theater, and it was the first time that I saw physically, you know, you read what is in the word, but you see visually something else. And I remember, after that movie was shown, there wasn't one person that didn't cry in that theater. Yeah, everyone around me cried. And I also cried. I didn't really know why I cried, but I cried. And just something about seeing what, having a glimpse of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And how his life was sent. And a couple of weeks later, I was invited by a church. You know, God works in mysterious ways. Go to England to experience all this stuff. And I went to a church, and the person made an altar call, and I went to the front, and I shared. And I shared to the persons. I was sharing this testimony. I fell down on my knees, you know, and I remember my tears just came out naturally, and I just felt like a burden lifting. You know, and I shared this. Nothing that I can do by my own work. It's only Jesus that can save me. You know, and it was... there was some challenges afterwards. That day I had another girlfriend. It was an ungodly relationship, and God just had a way of cutting me from that umbilical cord. And God delivered me from depression. I remember I was at the F4 conference, deliverance conference thingy course, and somebody went next to me, and he told me, "You're never going to struggle with depression again." Out of nowhere. Yeah. That was amazing that God did, you know, I knew that God delivered me from depression. I didn't tell anyone. God did that. You know, and that was there was good times, there were challenging times that I struggled, but I knew I could always go back to God and repent. And I shared to them that if I go to the church, it doesn't mean I'm a Christian. I give my life to Jesus. Otherwise it's just works. And I just left it there, and the discussion was like, creep, creep. And I don't know how I was going, and then we talked about something else, soccer. And but I just left it there. You know, God is faithful. So I believe that seed was sown. And you know, about one thing about a testimony, somebody can't contest it. They can't debate it. I don't have to say my head open, it's that, but it's facts. Just share the facts. God has done something in you. You share it because it's a fact. And if I hear anything, I said, when I call my father, I always want to make mistakes in my own system. I remember when I shared my testimony with a person in England. It was in a year after my first year at varsity. And I shared with him, and the guy came from the side. "Hey, but what do you say about the dinosaurs?" And stuff like that. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. And the guy in front of me, you know, he didn't believe in any of that religious stuff. I don't like what he said, God stuff. And he said, like, "Sure, but I can see it's there, you know. I can see God did something in your life." Yeah, and one thing about a testimony is non-confrontational. So it's more relational. And it's something that you can do while you're at the bride, while you're at the work. Like I said, ek dink nie ons net nou gaan nie, maar almal gaan in die werkstuk net gaan bosgaan nie. Maar kom ons vertrou die Here vir geleenthede. Kom ons wees meer oop daarvoor. Weet jy, eendag, ek het net ervaar, jy weet eendag as ons voor God staan, wat kon ons sê, ek moet die Here vir ons sê? Wel dan jou munisipale ambtenaar. Baie mooi, wat sy maar in span gehou.
Dat sê jy vir jy.
Wel dan boer, hierdie plant een mooie groei. Die productie was op. Mens het kos op hulle tafel gehad. Wel dan, die feit is... Ja, ek dink jy weet, mens kan nie die rest van die sy leven net hek doen. Jo maar, ons het koninkrijk oor daar gebouw. Kom ons gebruik om te vertuig. Ja, kom ons koop die tyd uit. En ek wil graag hê ons met twee local flybars. Dit was net wat, sorry, dit is nou aflaai. I want to share about two local flavors. So I just want to ask two persons to just come and share just a practical testimony, because it's about learning from different people. So I'm going to John from Bozulum, and I'm going to say John is someone who challenged me out of my socks. You know, it's many times when he brought his laptop for presentation. I just want to say, John, thank you very much for who you are and that you are real. People need to see realness. And thank you for how you're always ready to share testimony. You want to learn from that.
Thank you, Jan. More here. This was not quite makkelijk om te sê, maar dis vir John of dis vir Jan of Andries is goed die mee, dis nie vir my nie. Maar ek kom luister gerie na. Preach the word as an official messenger. Be ready when it is time, right, and even when it is not. For instance, in our season, sê die woord dat jy recht wees om te kan deel. Jy het dit al aangehaal, Handelinge 1 vers 8. You will receive power by the Holy Spirit. It's not you, it's him. Al wat jy moet wees is nie, jy sê, jy het ons beskikbaar. Ander way will use me. Omdat hy sê, anders gaan hy die klippe gebruik. En wat ek ervaring die Heere gesê, die doel is, kom vir julle iets hier wees. As jy dit sê, hoe makkelijk is dit om te getuig? So, ek wil die eerste ding wat nie op kop opkom, as ek vir dit wees, nee. Sê ek jou hart, besef my, wat kom jou kop op? Anybody, kom. Sê.
Christus.
Makkelijk, nee. Heilig is gemakkelijk. So, sê my geselskap is, jy sien dit. Hierdie ene woord ook nie te moeilijk te wees. So, man.
Waar?
Kan jy sien? Ek hoop nie my dochter soek dit nie. Geen my voorbeeld. Voilà, kom maar, ek gaan moet ek het. Wat ek gesê, 'cause it's not me. Al wat jy moet vir hom sê is, Here, use me, ek wil gaan. En wanneer jy besef nie, dat God almagtig met jou praat, it changes. That is, he's really real. Dit gaan nie oor op 'n Sondag hier sit nie. Dit geef jou die bond is om weer te wil gaan en dan een keer te vinnig te gaan soos die mama. But I challenge you, man. Die Heilige Gees is die sleutel, hy doen dit. En as hy dit volgens so mooi gesê, it starts with intimacy with him. In daai plek, is dit maklik?
Hey John. Well, I'm not proud of Josh for the room. Josh, I'm going to meet. I'm going to be proud of the next week. I'm going to deal with. I said back as a tire. And there's the money to deal with inside the air. And when you see the seat belt. Yeah, and I'm going to say, yeah, it's very good for me. So. Net excellent te wees, en Jos is recht excellent sy werk, as hy een persoon te bestaan aan my maatje gewerk het, daar is ek een persoon aan te gaan, ek is sif, ek was Jos, hy ken sy ding, hy ken sy product, en dit het een noudeel, dit hoef nie die rest van sy werk, hy is excellent in wat sy doen, en die tyd wat hy nog beskikbaar het, is die right tyd om God sy koninkryk te kom, sy werk. Dank je, Ria. Is het goed in de woning en aanvraag van de school in Jezus? Dat is wat een vriend taken op het besef voor de wereld. En dank je, Ria, voor die geleerde dat Jezus moet gebruiken. Om zo'n meid te kunnen doen. In mijn gemeenschap. Ik heb een vriend, Marie Werk, gehad. Was zijn nog steeds vrienden. Dat is zijn naam nog niet. Want hij is bekend in de gemeenschap. Je pa is bekend in de school. De afgelopen 2 jaar geworsteld, Marie Werk, moet ek met iemand deel rond in die woord, dan was ek ook voor om met Paas Christoff en Enzo in die pad te stap, en wat nog steeds die pad stap. Elke ochend moes ek die woord wat gebring was die zondag, en ek met iemand, ek specifiek iemand soek om een woord te deel met. Want dit was wat my op my hart te leen, ek voel het deel. En mensen is die wat ek anders het, ek voel volgende keer aan, sê ek voel. Ek weet nie, ek geloof dat sy heilig nie op my toe kom gewang my, kom deel weer. Maar die jongman het my baie aangeraam, sy pa het nie van my gepraat, sy sy pa van my, jy is sy pa van die werk, hy is die van die pad af, om weer jou blij, en sy sê, ek kan nie die van my eie doen, ek moet iemand inhoog, en dis gewoon in Jesus, hy is die eerste persoon wat vir hom kan jou, en hy moet my opmaak, en hy sê, hy leie in depressie, en hy gebruik die pillen nie. En ek had bijvoorbeeld om te sê, ken jy Jesus? Hy sê, ja, ek ken Jesus, maar hy het nie weggedwaal. En die jaar kan haal nie, die maandag moet ek hier op die nou had het gejaar word, en waar hy was, ek had sien, hy het een robbe naal gehaal, en ek het daar nie genoeg gehaald, ek meer as een brief man, kom ons gesêlf tiende, en dan hoor ons, wat is jou probleem met hem? Hy begin te opmaak, en ja, dit was my hartseer om te hoor, waar hy weer gaan, wat die persoon hy ontmoet op sy pad, en ek kon sê, as dit een persoon nie kan red, dis ek nie, dis in die Jesus, wat jy so op die pad kan doen. En ons het lang gepraat oor hoe hy op hoe het in keer kan kom, en hy nooit moet, en hy nooit moet op het doen, ek dacht dat my, dan gaat na die kersaan, dat jylle van die pad, ek dacht, is hy waar, ja, maar hy gaan nie my hand ek nie, maar hy voel wat ek hier kon sê, en toen die rampad, dat was ek ook, ek is een dag, 4 maanden, maar weg van allemaal. Ik heb een brood geloofd. Ik word dat nog gereerd en hier is mijn voorrecht, en hier heb ik een lang gesprek en ik zei, hij spoel ook weer af in de grond gaan, ik zei, hier staan toch. En dit was me zo anker in die leren. En zo had hij ook, toen we daar ochtend bij hem met vroeg mogen, hij is opgewonden. Hij was van voorrecht om een nieuwe werking te krijgen en ik zei, ik ga een keer op werk. Ek gaan vir een twee, ek gaan een nieuwe werk krijg, en hy bij jou een lesje opgewonden. Ek sê jou de traan in die oog gekryk, ek wil met my praat, en vir sê dit met Victoriaan, ek wil die huwelijk afvraag, wat ek in die kondeel het. Om net te sê, ons moet sterk staan in die Jesus, die rewerks krijg, ek gaan nie tijd erop, wat wil ek vraag, maar jy hebt die werk nie. Ek sê, maar dat is alleen nie, jy krijg tieten, jy krijg landstuk, en tijd is na werk,
terwijl aan luister gaan, kan ik dat zo spaar. En dat is mijn jaak dan ook. Ik heb mijn nieuwe nergens nog aanpassen, ik zet er op de schelters. En ik wil jullie, dat gaan we daar ook op brengen. Ik heb ook voor om zo'n uur gedrag om mijn woord te brengen. Kleine stoffen. En allemaal was een baas, allemaal was een... Ik kan niet op de heren. Die woord laat ik dat heel weten. Ik zeg maar, die heren gebruiken voor mijn persoonlijke mensen. Zelfs met de mensen op de straat. Ik zeg altijd, gewillig met de straat, maar wat heb ik verleden gekregen? Dat ik altijd vraag, dat dank ik voor mij, dat ik dat van geluk te proberen. Ik weet het kleinste dat ik mij weer gevraagd heb, ik doe het gezien, ik heb het gezien, ik heb het gezien, ik heb het gezien, ik So, ik moet dit gaan doen, ik kan dit join. En waar ons bij elkaar kom, het is zondag. This is for the equipping of the saints of the ministry. So, jy net, het om te leer, en doe nie dit al uit. So, ek gaan vir ons die geleende geel, die praktisch te raak. So, beginnende by die, van die eerste rij, haak elke tweede rij daarna, so, en die eerste en die derde en die vijfde gaan so voort. Draai dan om, naar die persoon aan die andere kant, en deel ons die achterkant. Ja, sê, draai om, die achterkant. Die langs die kant draai nie, draai, om. We beginnen bij die eerste rij, elke keer hebben we elke twee rij dan al. So dan draai we naar elkaar toe, en dan, ons gaan ons genetig geef ons levensgetuienis te deel, ons reddingsgetuienis. So, julle kan die gespreksraakpunte, maar vir nou beteken ek nou, begin by hoe jou leven was voor jy ontmoet het, tyd van redding en jou reis daarna, en incorporeer van die sedelskrifte tussen. So as jy bietjie ongemaklik voel en jy sê, dan kan jy die persoon wat langs jou is saamkry, vir die brief, en ons gaan so 'n paar met die geleentheid gee vir dit. As ek sê, dankie vir jou, thank you Jesus for opportunities to share, what you have done in our lives, Lord, and we were just going to trust you for opportunities, Lord. Lord, we want to seize the opportunities. Make us sensitive to your Holy Spirit, Lord. And for the boldness to share, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break any form of fear of man, Lord. We just want to share what we have done, Lord. And we know, Lord, people need to hear what we have done. People need to know about the power of the great God that we serve. And we are excited, Lord, about what we're going to do.